Good evening. How can I help you?
Good afternoon. My name is Martha of Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
Absolutely. For the last 50 years, ever since I moved here.
Thank you. Politically, do you feel South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not?
A southern state?
Politically speaking, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina who suffer from an approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctor recommends it?
I approve it.
Thank you. A school choice gives parents the right to use the tax dollars designated for their child's education to send their child to the public or private school, which best serves their needs. Generally speaking, will you say you support or oppose the concept of school choice?
I am in favor of it. I don't have any children, so it's not really affecting me, but there are, I would think that would be important to be able to send, although I did fine in my public school, I would be on the side of favoring it over not favoring it.
Oh, okay, thank you. Recently, the South Carolina legislature passed the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program, a school choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their K-12 child from a public school and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
I would think I could support that.
Thank you. Currently, only students in low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program. Will you support or oppose give all students, regardless of their family's income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program?
Okay. I'm not sure I quite understand it. So currently, the bill would have it for just low-income families. But you're asking if I would approve it if it went for everybody?
Exactly.
I mean, that's tough, because I think if it's something that is available to some, it kind of should be available to all. But those folks that are in a situation to be able to pay for school, I think I would be in favor of giving it to all who would need it.
Okay, so you will support then. There will be a choice for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Will you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislature who voted to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina?
Probably. I would be in favor of voting for someone who supported that, yeah.
Okay, great. Do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not?
Bingo. 100% they do.
Okay, so you say then yes, right?
Yes, yes.
Great. Do you believe bars or restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill someone?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. A bartender should not be overserving customers. That's not a healthy way to run a bar. So I would say that I think they should be held partially responsible, but not fully responsible.
Okay, great. South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain they are qualified and free from conflicts. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
I don't know enough about it to know. I would think that it would be helpful to, it's important to vet anybody who's coming into the judicial system. So, yeah, but I don't know enough about it to definitely say yay or nay.
Okay, so you said that you're not sure about these ones.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. If a convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer on ID verification, sold alcohol to a minor, and that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel the employer should?
Or even if the student. I don't know. All these questions are saying if someone else is hurt, I would think that they could be held responsible if the individual teenager or underage buyer was hurt.
Oh,
okay. Because I know that I know of people who have gone, who have been gotten in trouble for going in to buy to buy booze or beer for younger people. So, it's not a good idea. Anybody working in a store should be trained. I was trained. I worked in a couple of retail situations, convenience stores, and I was trained. I would hope that everybody would be trained.
Okay, so then you think that they should not be held liable for compensating, right? The victim for their injuries.
No.
Great.
No.
Thank you.
No, not on that one. No. Okay.
Okay. Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages?
Okay, I'm not sure I understand that, but I think that if it is, it needs to be in favor of the people, not the insurance companies. If they are liable, they need to be held liable and they need to cover, or the corporation, they need to step up and take responsibility.
Okay, great. So they should, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Marketing by personal injury lawyers heavily occupies public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this level of advertisement influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public perception for the legal profession, hurt the public perception of the legal profession, or had no effect on the perception of the legal profession? It hurts?
I think it has. It's hurtful. I think it hurts. I mean, it helps people to know that there are people out there to call. Luckily, I would know somebody I could recommend, and I would also, if somebody asked me, and I also have somebody that I could ask if I needed guidance in that. But I would not call any of those ads. No, just not
okay.
For me. And I'm sure many of them are good and do their jobs well, but that's just not my thing.
Okay, thank you. Many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get large insurance payouts for motor vehicle accidents. In doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in maximizing their contingency-based legal fees or getting true justice for their injured client?
I am not sure.
Okay, great. I think what
they are doing is trying to pull people in for hoping would be hoping for something bigger than what they might get. I don't know. I think some of the attorneys are on the up and up and some are not. So
okay.
You have to be careful. Buyer beware, is that what they say? Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay.
What impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claiming the ability to get large payouts has on automobile insurance premiums? Do they significantly increase premiums, somewhat increase premiums, or have little or no effect on premiums or reduce premiums?
I honestly do not know.
Okay, great.
I don't know.
No problem. Do you feel healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decisions confidential?
It would be nice. However, if Like I currently have 5 medical people that I work with for my health, and I have them share my information with the other doctors or with my sister and my nephew, who are my medical, they signed the medical thing. And so it's I don't know. It's read it to me again.
Sure. Do you feel healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decisions confidential?
I feel yes, they should be kept confidential.
Okay, great. If parents are
because
already...
I know, especially because the state, some of the states are trying to get into our medical records. So yeah, it needs to. They need to remain confidential.
Okay, great. If parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals
It is not the business of the government. It is not the business of the government, period.
Okay.
That's just the trauma these young people go through to begin with. Is hard enough without some politician getting his nose into it. I'll get off my bandwagon now, yes.
Okay, great, but, no problem.
Yeah, it's important. Yeah, that's important.
Mm-hmm. In terms of your political party identification, do you generally consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Well, what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64?
I'm older than 64. I am 71. I'll be 72 in June.
Really? You don't sound like that at all.
I've never felt as old as I am. Thank you.
Well, that's a bless.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Caucasian, Black African American?
You don't have to keep going. I'm a white girl.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Female.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time, and we're already done with the survey.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
You have a great evening. I hope you have success in future and past conversations with people, and you have a great evening.
You too. Take care. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.